Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham.
Good morning, guys. How many of you love it that we're part of a praying church and a worshiping church, a church that loves Jesus? Thank you so much, Pastor Clive. Thank you. My name is Sharon. This is wonderful Megan.
Hello.
We are going to keep it very simple this morning. We're going to read the word and then we're going to respond to the word. Does that sound good? Okay. So Megan is going to read the word for us this morning, the scripture. Anyone got their Bibles with them today? I really hope you do because this is church. Please open your Bibles to Acts chapter 16.
Yeah, so if you don't have a Bible, we actually have some paper Bibles just down the front. So if you're a young saint and you can read and you don't have your Bible with you, come and grab a Bible. If you're an adult and you can read, you didn't bring your Bible, come and grab one, please, so we can all read through together. Come grab a Bible from the front. And we're going to be reading from Acts chapter 16.
Yeah.
So has anyone been here over the summer Sundays? Who's been here? Raise your hands. So we've been talking about worship over the last few weeks, looking at some different Bible stories. Who remembers some of the Bible stories we've been looking at? Jericho, yep. And our shout of praise brings the walls down. What else? We did Jericho. Daniel, yes. Dave spoke last week about Daniel and the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who else? Yes, Jehoshaphat. Yep, how the Lord went before them and their praise defeated the enemy. And there's one more. Anyone remember? Any children, were you here sitting at the front with Andrea? Anyone remember? It's about a woman who poured out her heart to Jesus. Yes, Avery, the woman with the alabaster jar. Yeah, so we've looked at some amazing stories of worship. And this week is our last Summer Sunday all together. So it's been brilliant to be all together, the youth and the kids and adults. So we're going to finish off by looking at Paul and Silas today. So everyone turn to Acts chapter 16, verse 16. So we're going to be talking about Apostle Paul and Silas. So I want you to, like Dave said last week, read this story as if you've never read it before, all right? Blank the ending of this story from your mind. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. So Paul and Silas, they were going around, they're spreading the gospel, they're building the early church, they're teaching the early church, and they receive a vision that they need to go to Macedonia and they need to bring the gospel to Macedonia. So the gospel comes to Europe, amen, and they go to an area called Philippi, and this was a Roman colony. And while they're there, they meet a lady called Lydia, and she becomes a Christian, her whole household becomes a Christian, they get baptized. And she convinces them, please stay in Philippi, stay in this region with them. So this is where our story starts in verse 16. Paul and Silas, they're staying in this region, Philippi. They've never had the gospel before, so they're going in, they're sharing the gospel, they're praying, they're building the early church, the new believers. And we're going to start in verse 16 and see what happens to them one day in Philippi. So verse 16. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And at that moment, the spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the authorities and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating for customs and unlawful or illegal things for us Romans to accept and to practice." Oh, there we go. It's up on the screen. Now, I'm just going to summarize a couple of the verses to keep it family friendly. But basically what happens next is the crowd joins in on this attack and they decide to attack Paul and Silas, and they beat them really badly. And if you can read, you can read what happened to them. It was not very nice. And now let's read from verse 23. They were thrown into prison and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and he fastened their feet in the stocks. So they've gone from meeting these new believers, building up the early church, sharing the gospel, praying. They deliver this girl of an evil spirit, but they're not thanked. They're actually publicly beaten. They're probably humiliated. And now they've found themselves in prison. And not only in prison, but they've been put into the inner prison. So this place is going to be the darkest, probably the dirtiest. We've probably got all sorts of criminals in the most guarded part of the dungeon. They've been beaten, they're still bleeding. They received a vision to share the gospel of Macedonia, and now they found themselves in prison. They're probably wondering, why has this happened? Why are we here? What's going on? And now their feet have been fastened in these stocks, which is also probably very painful, and they're being guarded by this jailer, who is probably an interesting character. So what do they decide to do next when they don't know what could happen? Jesus has been crucified. Other disciples of Jesus have been killed. They don't know what could happen to them. They could be killed the next day. They could be punished more. They have no idea what to do. And they're sitting in the dark. They're sitting in the dirt. They're surrounded by who knows what. And in the pain and in their blood, we hear what they do next. Verse 25 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. So this probably wasn't a thank you, Jesus, prayer, or a praise that no one could hear, and it was really quiet, because it said the other prisoners were listening to them. So their praise and their prayer could be heard by the others around them. It was midnight, so maybe they've woken people up. They weren't hiding their praise, they weren't hiding their prayer. So in the dark, in the pain, in their blood, in their confusion, in their unknown, they decide, we are going to worship the Lord. We are going to praise him. We are going to give him thanksgiving. So I wonder what happens next. Verse 26, suddenly, everyone say suddenly. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. I've never been in an earthquake or inside of a building during one, but I imagine it's pretty scary, pretty loud, very humbling. So all the doors have flew open, everyone's chains come loose. So the jailer wakes up and he sees that the prison doors are open. And he thinks that the prisoners have escaped, and he knows what's going to happen to him if he's responsible for the fact that prisoners have escaped. So in this moment, he wants to take things into his own hands and he wants to end his life. And this could have been the perfect opportunity for Paul and Silas to escape. The jailer thought that everyone had escaped. It was probably dark. There was probably all sorts going on, and they could have run away, but they didn't. They shouted in verse 28, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for the lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your whole household." Thank you, Jesus. There's one way to be saved, and it's by believing in Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And we want people to believe in him and their whole households being saved. Amen? Amen. Okay. Then verse 32, they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he'd come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Amen.
Amen. Paul and Silas chose to worship at midnight, the darkest hour, while they were still in their chains, while they were still bound in the presence, in the midst of darkness and pain. They chose to fix their eyes on Jesus and worship. What an amazing response. What an amazing response. God moved on their behalf as a result. Their chains came loose, there was an earthquake, and a whole household got saved. Now, what do we do with this? I believe there's a question for us here today, and we need to respond to the word, because we're not just hearers of the word, but we're doers of the word. Amen? What will you choose to do in the midst of darkness? What will you choose to do in the midst of confusion, of questions, of pain? What will you choose to do in the midst of that? I don't know about you, but today I'm choosing the way of Paul and Silas to pray and to worship. I'm choosing to fix my eyes on Jesus. You know, Paul and Silas made this decision in their heart, and I believe they made this decision in their heart long before they were in the prison. They had this resolve in their heart, no matter what happens, I'm going to pray anyway, I'm going to worship anyway. And I pray that today this would be our response of, God, I don't understand, but I will pray anyway. God, this hurts, but I will worship you anyway. God, I still feel bound, but I know you're here and I'm going to lift you up anyway. God, this doesn't always make sense, but you're worthy of my worship anyway. Amen. It doesn't mean that the darkness isn't there, but we can, in the presence of the darkness and the pain, choose to usher in the presence of the one who is light, of the one who is the Ancient of Days, of the one who's close to the brokenhearted, of the one who is the breaker of chains, the deliverer, and the savior. In the presence of all of these things that are very real, we can choose to welcome in a different presence. The one, the Almighty One, the Ancient of Days, who sits on His throne. Hallelujah. Because you know, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. What happened in that moment is that God inhabited the praises of Paul and Silas and filled that space. And as a result, things had to shift, things had to move, because God was welcomed in to the situation. Worship, prayer, and praise is not only for the moments when we feel good or we have something to feel thankful about. Prayer and worship are especially important and most important when we don't know what to do, when things feel hard, when we are in pain. That is the most important moment to say, God, as Pastor Clive said at the beginning, have Jehoshaphat's response. Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you and they're going to stay on you. Hallelujah. We've been hearing about it all month with Jehoshaphat, with Jericho, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that even when they were in the fire, their eyes were on Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Paul and Silas, when they were in prison for sharing Jesus, they had an incredible response. So what are you resolving in your heart today? What is going to be your decision today? How are we as a body going to respond to this word today? I want to encourage you today to fix your eyes on Jesus in the midnight hour, to invite Him in to the confusion, the pain, the darkness, the opposition, the hardship, the challenge. Welcome Him in. The Bible tells us He inhabits the praises of His people. You welcome Him in, He will come. He will come. Hallelujah. Can I just ask you to stand with me? I want us to allow the Holy Spirit and invite the Holy Spirit to arise on the inside of us today. What is amazing is that the Bible tells us that when we do not know what to pray or what to do, the Holy Spirit does. Amen. And kids and teenagers, this is for you too today. You do not have a junior Holy Spirit. You have the same Holy Spirit that these adults have here today. And I want to invite all of us as a body to respond today and allow the Holy Spirit to arise. What will the Holy Spirit do on inside of you when He arises? What does the Holy Spirit do? He exalts Jesus. He points us to Jesus, is what the Bible says. He always points us upwards to Jesus. It says in Psalm 139, verse 12, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. I just want to invite you this morning, if you know in your heart, you need to respond to this word, or you want to respond and say, God, I'm going to choose. I may not understand. It might still be hard, but I'm going to fix my eyes on you, and I'm going to choose to pray and worship. Not because I feel like it, but because I do not know what to do, and my eyes can only be on you, because you are the only one who saves. You are the only one who saves and heals and delivers. Amen. So we're going to respond by worshiping this morning and exalting the Lord. But I just want to give a moment to, if you want to respond to the Lord, whatever it might be, whatever situation it might be, you just want to respond to the Lord, I want to invite you to come forward and fill this space. When we respond to the Lord and we make this decision, the Lord comes and the Lord sees that decision in the heart. And as we're giving him space and we're giving him worship and our prayer and our adoration, he comes and he inhabits the praises of his people. So just want to invite, if you want to come, just come forward now. And we're just going to go and we're going to worship him and exalt him in the midst of the pain, the darkness, the struggle, whatever you might be in right now. We're going to lift up Jesus. We are going to do what Paul and Silas did. We're going to pray, and we're not going to be ashamed of our prayer. We're not going to be ashamed of our worship, because guess what? As the Lord inhabits your praises, like with the other prisoners, other chains will break through, because they will witness what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. So let's just exalt the Lord together now. You can keep coming forward. There is enough space. If you guys want to just come a bit more forward here, so there's room for others to come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.